That's not fair. Once upon a time, there was a pirate ship with two captains named Blake and Jake. While Blake was cunning and greedy, Jake was honest and generous. One day, they found a bottle floating in the water. Inside was a map of a hidden treasure. Blake grabbed the map and shouted, "That way!" "Aye, aye, Captain." The crew obeyed the order. Thinking he was going in search of treasure, Jake didn't even suspect Blake had a cunning plan. While all the pirates slept in their cabins, Blake very gently took Jake out and left him on the rock. When he woke up in the morning, Jake was surprised to be in the middle of the sea. "Hey, that's not fair!" Jake exclaimed. Fortunately, Captain Jake was known for his goodness, and that is why all sea monsters respected him. A giant kraken came to the surface and grabbed with its tentacle the honest pirate. After a while, when they caught up with the ship, the kraken helped Jake get on deck.
"You must have been sleepwalking," Blake explained to Jake.
The treasure hunt continued, and the greedy captain had a new plan. Like all experienced pirates, Blake sensed a dangerous storm approaching. "Take the map and go with the boat in search of the treasure, and I will save our ship," Blake suggested. But no one knew that Blake gave a fake map to his friend. Jake and his parrot sailed out to sea in their small wooden boat. Following the clues, they reached a deserted island. Step by step, Jake came to the spot marked X. The honest little pirate dug and dug until he realized there was no treasure there. "Hey, that's not fair!"
"Don't worry, my friend," someone said.
When Jake turned, he saw the skeleton crew.
"We can only sail at night, but as soon as the moon smiles in the sky, we will help you reach your ship."
And indeed, as soon as the moon shone brightly, the skeleton pirates boarded and raised their anchor. They sailed as fast as they could and very quickly helped Jake get on his ship.
"You must have misread the map," Blake said.
When Jake looked away for a moment, Blake fired a cannonball. Instead of falling into the sea, the cannonball carried Jake to the land. He landed right on the island where the treasure was.
"Hey, that's not fair!" Jake exclaimed, clearing his knees of sand.
Finally, the two captains stood in the spot marked X. They started digging, but instead of one treasure chest, they found two, small and large.
"Move!"
Blake pushed Jake and grabbed a large treasure chest.
"Hey, that's not fair," Jake frowned.
But when Blake opened it, he was surprised.
"It's empty," he shouted.
Jake opened his small treasure chest and found gold and pearls in it.
"Now it's fair," Jake smiled.